Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The NBA announced its lockout last night. We don't really have time to play 26 minutes of what was basically a sad, relatively boring press conference, so we wanted to give you the details. All you need to know in 15 seconds.
It's with some sadness.
What we told the union.
We told the players, and they told us that we're looking forward to scheduling.
We were going to recommend
additional meetings to have discussions.
We lock out at the conclusion of this deal.
This is a lockout.
That's NBA Commissioner David Stern and COO Adam Silver announcing the bad news last night. Here with us, Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Okay, what has happened here? Just like the NFL, they can't come to an agreement.
So they're far apart. And first of all, I just want to give listeners a sense of what a lockout means. It means that the players and coaches and teams cannot contact each other. It means that players don't get paychecks. It means that they can't access their health care. It means that there's no activity between the players and the teams, which includes the new players that just got drafted in the NBA draft.
Okay.
What's LeBron going to do?
Well,
oh my God.
I think it's less about LeBron.
Yeah,
I do think
obviously.
It's, yeah, right. I think it is about Kyrie Irving. He's about to go to Cleveland. What is he going to do? He's a young player just coming out of college. He doesn't have an income. How does he survive?
Well, but you said that they're far apart in this particular place. What are the issues where they're not coming to agreement?
So the key issues here are, and it's a very philosophical difference, because the NBA, unlike the NFL, the NBA is losing money. A lot of teams, 22 out of 30 teams, are losing money. So now you have a situation where the owners are demanding a higher cut of the revenue. Right now it's more of a 60-40 split in favor of the players. The NBA owners want to flip that almost and reverse it completely, and they want to get more share of the revenue.
Oh, because they want to make it profitable.
Precisely. And some of the smaller market teams, like a Memphis or some of the other places, that they want a much harder salary cap. That will really constrain things. And this really comes on the heels of a year ago when you had LeBron, who basically held the league by its throat, and all these other superstars that basically are dictating terms. And that's really what inflated this situation. These big superstars dictating terms and pushing the owners to say, hey, listen, we want a piece of their cut, basically.
All right. So between the NFL, who we've already talked about, they're pretty far apart on a couple key issues as well, and the NBA, which, as you just described, there's a couple things that they just cannot come to an agreement on. Who do you think is going to make an agreement for first?
Oh, NFL.
Well, first
of all,
the NHL is going to be the winner of this all, if neither of these two leagues get into to play. I do think the NFL is definitely going to make an agreement. I think we're going to see much more of an NFL season. And we might even see the entire NFL season, including training camp, because we haven't reached that point where they can't just start normal.
Return,
right?
They've got till the end of July.
Precisely. The NBA is extremely far apart because it's much more ideological. You can look in the bargaining room. You had the San Antonio Spurs owner, and you had Matt Bonner of the San Antonio Spurs. They're going at it in this space. These players and these owners are not talking to each other in between. In the NFL, they're hanging out, they're spending time. These guys are really far apart. Even though they might be, signing each other's paychecks.
All right. It's like a Thanksgiving dinner with all the divorced parents, right?
Well, they've got till Labor Day, the NBA
Correct.
Does, before the stuff starts to hit the
Correct.
Hit the road.
And they're,
or fan or
and
whatever,
they're watching very closely what happens in the NFL to see if that's going to inform what they end up doing.
Well, let's hope it's not like the lockout in 1999, right? That just about killed that season.
50 game season.
Except that the Knicks, my favorite team, made it to the NBA Finals in that shortened season.
Oh, sure. Make it about the Knicks.
Only to lose.
Only to lose.
Takeaway Sports contributors talking about the NBA lockout, which was announced last night. Thanks, Ibrahim.
Hey, good morning.